It was transatlantic service at its finest, an airship almost 3 football fields long, cruising at a then-blazing speed of 82 miles an hour. Today is the 75th anniversary of the tragedy that would bring this form of commercial travel to a close. We visit with a man who saw it all happen, next on the American Countryside. Depending on where you live, you may have seed in the ground, or you're still waiting on the weather to clear. Maybe you've made most of your seed decisions, but you're looking to switch some acres from corn to beans, or vice versa. Perhaps you just want to try some new and highly productive genetics on your farm. You've been hearing me talk about Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn for some time now, brands we've used for many years. Randy Baker and his team from Wilcross have heard from many of you, and they're still crisscrossing the Midwest, helping longtime customers and meeting new ones. Randy and the crew follow these beans from start to finish and regularly meet with processors and buyers both here and overseas. Whether it's conventional or GMO beans, give Randy a call at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers, remember that Agrigold is the corn specialist. Check out their giant hybrids that are winning yield trials at Agrigold.com. Wilcross and Agrigold are a winning combination on your acres. Contact your local Wilcross or Agrigold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. Before airplanes zipped across the Atlantic, this was the quickest trip between continents.
In 1936, they made 10 round trips here.
John Iannacone remembers the airship Hindenburg. He was part of the ground crew that helped moor the craft at Lakehurst, New Jersey. After several successful trips across the Atlantic in 1936, Iannacone was there to assist with Hindenburg's landing on his first voyage of 1937.
The tail would sit on this little flat car and it would go around like a weather vane so that nobody would have to watch it. I mean, once it was secured there. And they would only stay here a few hours. They would come in 6, 7 o'clock in the morning and leave around 11 o'clock at night.
On May 6, 1937, stormy weather delayed the airship's approach to about 7 o'clock. Herb Morrison provided the lone radio account of the craft's landing.
The back motors of the ship are just holding it just enough to keep it from... It's first in the flash. And it's rising.
We could see the whole thing from the nose back to the tail. When it caught on fire, there's a big red glow inside just part of the tail. And then it broke through the fabric and started to burn. And it took 34 seconds from the time fire started. It was completely burned and on the ground. It actually didn't crash. It just settled to the ground.
35 people aboard the ship and one ground crew member perished.
Right to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the passengers speeding around it.
35 people aboard the ship and one ground crew member perished. The cause of the fireball is not certain, although static electricity from a mooring cable may have ignited hydrogen that was vented from the ship as she approached the mooring mast. Traveling the countryside in Lakehurst, New Jersey, I'm Andrew McCray.